Here, as you come towards the end of 2025, I'm very sure we are going to witness more million-dollar HDB flat to a new record high. Well, there are a lot of debates if this is really sustainable. Here, let me share with you my thoughts. Firstly, most of the million-dollar HDB flat as reported are located in prime location, such as Bukit Merah, Toa Payoh, Bishan, Ang Mo Kio, Queenstown, Kallang, and many others. They are mainly newer HDB MOP flats or flats they are in limited supply, such as the bigger executive flats. Such flats are as good as any condominiums in my opinion, if you are buying for own stay. In fact, they are even better than condo with practical layout and spacious living areas. If you look into their prices, yes, many will say they are very expensive. But if you look into their PSF, for 1,000 to 1,001 per square feet for a relatively newer flat as compared to a DBSS nearby, or even resale condo in the vicinity, they seem to be a pretty good bet. Secondly, such flats are highly sought after by seniors, private property downgraders, singles to even PRs. Why? Obviously, because they have easy access to MRT station, markets, schools, neighborhood amenities, and near to the city. Moreover, for those that are paying ridiculous MCSD fees, moving to a humble HDB flat with low frills maintenance is a no-brainer. Thirdly, they are in limited supply, with a big hoo-ha on aging lease and verse on the card. Most buyers that have the budget will go for such flats instead of living with uncertainty with a shorter lease. High demand and low supply only point to one way up for such flats. Lastly, the ever increase in private condo prices means that such HDB flats will continue to be sought after by middle to upper income buyers. They are priced out of the private market. As long as private prices head northwards, such HDB flats will continue to move in the same direction. The only flip side, you can only own one HDB flat at any point of time. For those that want to have some investment element in your investment journey, it seems that private condo is the other alternative. Whether you like it or not, with more BTO flats in the pipeline, million-dollar HDB flat is going to continue ahead. Here, what are your thoughts on this? Kindly share your views here with me.